Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yambao, and co-host, Gio. Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, I am actually alone, recording by myself today for the podcast. I'm just here chilling, just thinking about the pod, actually. I was just, you know, thinking about what I can record, because I really do not know what I could record or talk about. So, low-key, I'm just going to scroll through Instagram and see what I can go talk about. But, let's hear. So, we have Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report's top big threes for the 2021-2022 season. I'm actually curious about this, so let's talk about it. And let's see if we agree with the list. So it's Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report. So it's out of nine. So it's nine. We're going from nine to one. So at number nine, we have Atlanta Hawks. Trae Young, Clint Capella, John Collins. I like that. That's good. That's good. Number eight. Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. That's a good one. It's a good one. Number seven, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley. I like it, but I don't like Rudy Gobert. So I'm not sure. I'm trying. I got to think of other ones, though, too. Number six, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry. That's a deadly one. That's a deadly one. That's great. Great defense. That is a great defensive team. Number six, Curry, Thompson, Draymond. I don't really like Draymond like that. I don't think Draymond's that good anymore. But we'll see. Number four, we got Embiid, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris. I don't like the Sixers. I don't like the Sixers. I might be biased. I don't like the Sixers. I mean, I don't hate Embiid. I just don't like the Sixers. I don't like them. Number three, the Lakers, LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook. That's a deadly big three. I know number two is either gonna be Brooklyn or the Bucks. It's the Bucks. If Brooklyn's not here, I don't know. All right, Milwaukee, number two, Giannis, Middleton, Holiday. I agree. They won the championship with that big three. If this isn't Brooklyn, I'm suing. All right. Number one, the Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. That is the best big three, no doubt about it. If anybody says otherwise, if anybody says, oh, there's a better big three than James Harden, Kyrie, KD, you're either high on drugs or just can't think straight. Or you're just biased against Brooklyn. I don't know. But overall, I agree with the list. Yeah, I don't really... I feel like there's a new big three, though. Like Vucevic, LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. I feel like that might be a nice big three, too. I don't know if they consider that a big three. I consider it a big three. We're back on big threes, though. The big threes are back. It's cool. I'm low-key just looking through Instagram because I have nothing to talk about. So, what's it called? I had an absence. Actually, we had an absence. I had Gia record a solo episode because I was out. I was in Davenport, Florida, you know, just for vacation. I was there. And then I was also, you know, I went to like a couple places in Orlando. And then I went to Kissimmee. I went to a couple places in Florida. That's what I meant to say. Not a couple places in Orlando. I went to a couple places in Florida. Went to Davenport. I rented a townhouse there. Went to Orlando, stayed in a hotel, and then I think we went to Kissimmee. Isn't Kissimmee part of Orlando? I'm not sure, but you know, I'm pretty sure we were in Orlando. We went to a hotel first for like two nights. Rented a townhouse for like a week, and then we stayed at another hotel for another two nights. And then I came back, and now we're here. Had Gio record a solo episode while I was gone. I had him record a second one, but he was very busy, so he couldn't even, like, put it out. So, yeah, he couldn't even get him to put that episode out. He said he recorded like 10 minutes of one episode, and that was it. So, yeah, we never got that episode. Yeah, we never got that episode out, so whatever. It is what it is. But we ended up getting a lot of streams lately. We're actually right now we're sitting on 420. So I don't know if we said thank you for 400 yet. So I don't know if I'm gonna be the first. I don't know if this is gonna be the first time me saying it, but thank you guys for 400 streams. Like I said, me and Gio really do appreciate it. Might not seem like we always do, but we really, really appreciate it. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. I'm just really thankful for 400 streams already. I don't know how long we've been doing podcasts. I think we've been doing 8 months, 8 or 9 months already. It's been a long time, and we've been killing it. We definitely need to grab another guest. We definitely need another guest here. Hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can get, yeah, a guest. Oh, what's it called? I have something. Clippers traded Pat Bev to the Jazz? Was it the Jazz? No, it was Grizzlies. Yeah, it was the Grizzlies. That was a pretty good team. But they added Pat Bev, Grizzlies. I don't know what Pat Bev is going to do to the Grizzlies. I mean, he'll be like a nice six man. But whatever. So what I was going to say about the Florida thing is I didn't go with my family, like my parents. So I'm actually going with my parents this week. I'm going on the 21st, so I'm recording this. It's the 16th. I am going again on the 21st to, well, I'm going to a lot of places, though. We're going to, like, me and my parents are going to, like, 4 different spots. We're hitting Orlando, we're hitting Jupiter, we're hitting Key West, we're hitting, like, so many spots. More than 4, we're hitting a lot of spots. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm going back, we're flying. The other trip we drove with, I went with my, like, cousins and, like, act like, yeah, so I was out in that area, had a fun time. We had a pool at our house that we rented, yeah, blah, blah. But I could have recorded. I was gonna talk about the off season with all of you, but ended up not being able to because I shared a room with one of my cousins. So yeah. I have nothing to talk about right now. It's tough. It's tough to think about things to talk about because I just don't know. I'm really just trying to look everywhere. I'm thinking of things to talk about. Let me go out in the mock trades. I'm gonna go on, like, the NBA news and, you know, like, we're gonna just check it out. The trending NBA, let's see. Oh, I saw this. Okay, so NBA is a major topic on this podcast because it's easy to talk about. So the Celtics may be willing to trade Jaylen Brown in order to acquire Ben Simmons to pair him up with Jason Tatum. I don't care. That's going to be deadly. The Sixers are going to be deadly, though, if they trade Simmons for, what's his name, Jaylen? Oh, yeah, that's going to be deadly. There's the big three thing again. And then after selecting Jalen Green with the number 2 overall pick, the Rockets are willing to trade John Wall in order to grow and develop their young Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, and Christian Wood. Isaiah Thomas reveals that he's in the talks with 4 NBA teams and returning to the league next season. He may believe the Nets may be amongst those teams preparing to offer Isaiah Thomas a deal to join Brooklyn. bro. If IT goes to Brooklyn, it's over. We got the chip. And we got to win that. We got to win the chip with IT. 100%. We don't. I want to win. We got to win that for IT. If we don't, I don't know. I really don't. I really hope we can just, you know, somehow come up on top. Hopefully, we get lucky. We don't get hurt. We just do it all. We just play well. Brooklyn, I can't wait for Brooklyn basketball to come back. I'm pretty sure. I think the season starts in October. No, we have so much time to wait though. God damn it, September, October. Actually, no, we don't. No, we don't get that much time. It's not, it's not a great amount of time, but it's not that bad of time. So, whatever. That doesn't matter. It's okay. I'm just hoping Brooklyn can hit first seed by the end of the season. Hopefully we make it past the second round. Hopefully we're a healthy squad. Man, I'm just hoping we can do well. Basically leaving for Florida in 4 days. This is crazy, bro. I just came back from Florida, too. Now going back. I'm like, no, it's not like I'm not excited to go. But, like, I'm tired. I haven't slept. My sleep schedule is so off. It's not good. My sleep schedule is broken. I've been going to bed 3 a.m. minimum. And it has not been good. It really, really sucks. Have you guys, I just want to know this too, people listening, have you guys had trouble sleeping? Like, just a genuine question. Have you people actually had trouble sleeping? Because for me, quarantine broke my sleep schedule, like, completely. Quarantine broke my sleep schedule. Not just quarantine itself, but summer. The summer broke my sleep schedule. Oh my god. And, like, my family that I went on vacation with, they don't sleep like normal people. Like, they sleep, obviously, but I mean, like, they sleep very, very late. Especially, like, the children. Not the children, but children, I mean, like, the young adults, though. The teenagers in the family that I hang out with. They don't sleep. It sucks. They don't sleep. They do not know what sleep is. I don't know. It sucks. I am going to start a new segment. So, I'm going to start a new segment for sneaker releases. And we're going to rate the shoes 1 out of 10. So this is shoes that will be releasing this week, this month, I think. So, I don't know if you guys heard that ad, but there's an ad playing. But, yeah, let's get into it. So we have a shoe that actually released today. It says, August 16th, the Air Jordan 36 White Gold. Priced at $185 for retail. It's a nice color. It's a nice colorway, white gold. Actually going to hop on Nike real quick. I'm going to see if they have it in stock. No, this is the product you're looking for is no longer available. Let's see if they have it on eBay like it says. So it says eBay and Nike is where they're selling those. I don't think it. Whatever. So the white gold, I'm going to give the. It kind of reminds me of the Zions. Just a little bit. It looks like the Zion a little bit. Barely, but like a little bit. I love the color. I'm going to give that a solid 8 out of 10 off of color and just look. We have a shoe coming out tomorrow, basically in an hour, because it's 11 p.m. We have the Jordan 36 Kia Nurse. Comes out tomorrow, August 17th, at Nike and eBay for $185. These are the same colorway shoe, same shoe, but different colorway. I might give this one a 9 because I really like that colorway. We have another shoe, the Jordan Delta 2. Available now, it says. It said August 17th, but it says it's available right now. The Jordan Delta 2. They might be like sold out or something. No, I don't know. I think it's sold out or something. I'm on sneakers, like the Nike website. I'm trying to just look. I should look at the sneaker website. We have the... Ooh, okay. We have the Bad Bunny X Adidas Forum Buckle Low Back to School Shoe. It's just a black Adidas shoe. Kind of looks like a... I don't even know what that is. I'll give it a solid 6. I'd wear it. I don't like it much, but I'd wear it. There's not a lot of stuff that I like. I'm just going to look at stuff that I like, too. So we have the Nike Dunk Low Purple Pulse. That's a 10 out of 10 for me, though. $100 retail price, August 18th. We then the Yellow Strikes. Oh my god. Those are beautiful. Oh, those are nice too. The Nike Dunk Low Oil Green. Nike Dunk Low SE Oil Green. Oh my god. We have Aura. What's Aura Lee? One second. I don't know what that is. Aura Lee. Arley, what is that? Looks like a clothing website, Japanese clothing website. Okay, so they're an Arley New Balance 550. That's fire. Air Jordan 4. Is that grade school? I don't know if GS means grade school or not, but it's called the DIY. It's 140. We have the Nike Dunk High Red Acid Wash. Holy crap. I don't even want to rate them anymore. I'm just looking at them at this point. I can't rate. They all look so nice. The undefeated Nike Dunk Low 5 on it. Wow. I don't even know if I... Oh my god. Oh wait, we have Yeezy release dates. Ooh, we have Yeezy release date. All right, let's see. Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Lite. I'm trying to see what's the cheapest. Oh, the Yeezy Slides. $60? Yeezy Slides are $60? That's not true. Is that just retail? Are Yeezy Slides $60 retail? They are $60 retail. Because... Yeah, they're not that price online. It says $60 is what they're gonna sell for August 31st. Whoa, Easy Boost 700 MNVN Honey Flux. That's a nice shoe. MTOMX Oat. So Stone Salt. Damn. What else we got here? Release dates. We have Nike Dunks. We already saw some of the Dunks. I'm trying to think of what else to talk about. Shoes are beautiful. I'm a shoe guy, if you guys don't know this. I've said it probably on a couple episodes already. I'm actually going to sell some shoes. I have 4 pairs of shoes I'm selling. 2 8.5, 2 they're small, that's it. Cleaned and they're small. But 2 size 8.5 Kyrie 6s. Like the one of them is like the white, pink. One second, I'll just say what they're called. 6. It's like a white, pink, and it's like a white, pink, and it's like a weird colorway, but it's like a nice colorway. It's like a god, they're like called Kyrie 6. It's like white, blue, pink. There you go. They're called white, blue, and pink. I don't know what they're called. They sell them at Dick's Sporting Goods right now, actually. I thought these were sold out, but they only sell them in a size 4.5 for new. They're pretty expensive. They're like, it looks like a graffiti colorway. I think that's what it was called. What are they called? It's like white opti yellow is what it says. Is what it's called. Like white opti yellow shoe. They don't sell it anymore at a lot of stores. Oh, neon graffiti. There it is. Okay. The neon graffiti. I have the Kyrie 6 neon graffitis is what one of them I'm selling. And then I'm selling like it's like a blue with like cheetah print or leopard print. It's called Oracle Aqua. I think, yeah. Oracle Aqua Cheetah. Oh, it is cheetah. Okay. Yeah, Oracle Aqua Cheetah. They're sold out too. You could probably buy these. I want to see how much you could buy these used for. Like, I'm actually gonna search one second because I'm selling them. I was gonna sell them for like $50, probably, maybe 60. I don't know. Let's see eBay. So we have. Let's go. What are they? Neon graffiti. Neon graffiti. Kyrie 6 neon graffiti. So use size 6, 65, size 10, 150, 125, 101, 85, 99. Damn, they don't go for that. They actually don't go for cheap. Oh, so maybe I'll sell, if I want to sell it, maybe I'll sell for like 50. Maybe like 60. And then the blue cheetah one, I just want to look. Kyrie 6 blue cheetah one. It's like a blue cheetah. Blue cheetah. Oracle Aqua. So it's called animal print? I don't know. So set. I see 80. 65. There's only two of them selling right now. Only two people are selling that shoe. Oh, that might actually sell. Okay, and I have two size 7 Jordans. I actually don't know. I'm actually gonna have to like look at them. Sorry. So Air Jordan Legacy 312. Jordan Legacy 312. It's a 312 size 7. It's a size 7. It's old. Not 313. 312. I see one. So the pink one is the one I have. I have the pink foam size 7. Someone's selling it for 42. Someone's selling it for 151. Damn. This shoe goes for a lot of money. This shoe goes for a lot of money. Those are probably new though, so probably charge it for like 50, I guess. And then the second shoe I have, it's called the Jordan Flight. Or is it Jordan Flight Lux BG? It's like yellow. Oh, that's not the right box. I don't have those shoes anymore. That's the wrong box. Oh. It's like, fine. I think it's just Air Jordan 1. I just have an Air Jordan 1 yellow. Size 7. It's a 7 kids. Air Jordan 1. It's just full yellow. I don't know what it's called, because I only see, like, a yellow and black pair. But mine's black and yellow, I think. No. Oh, my God, I'm so confused. So these are, like, black. Yeah, these are black and yellow. But the one I have is yellow and black. It's, like, yellow on black. Yeah, it's, like, the base color is yellow. And I'm just gonna say it's a base yellow, like base yellow. Air Jordan 1 base yellow 7Y. I don't know when I bought them, but I don't even know what these are called. The ones I have, it's like the base of the shoe is yellow. And it's got, like, black on it. It's an Air Jordan, so it'll probably sell for, like, $50. It looks nice. It's, like, clean. And, yeah, so I guess maybe we'll start talking about more shoes here. Or maybe I'll make my own shoe podcast. I don't know. One or the other. I might actually make a shoe podcast now that I think about it. But for now, we'll start talking about shoes on this podcast. I'll be, like, maybe our new topic. If we don't have a topic, I'll talk about shoes. Up-and-coming shoes, like what I was doing. Talk about shoes I have. Those are always talk about shoes I'm selling. But I'm going to put the... Actually, I think my dad's going to... I'm going to have my dad put them on eBay for me. And he'll just give me the money for them. Something like that. I guess I don't know. I don't want to do it. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Lightass Podcast. It's been your boy Aiden. Geo's not here. See you guys next episode. Peace out.